Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, dude.
It's a little wild and a little strange.
You're really going 90s Nickelodeon today, Chris. You must have opened up the Nickelodeon CD or tape.
These are my very early years.
I don't know this.
Hey, dude.
Oh.
I didn't watch it.
No, from 89 to 91.
Oh, it wasn't on there.
No, it wasn't.
3 years?
I must have watched it in syndication because I wasn't watching this in 91.
Wow.
I did not watch this one. I remember it being on and I would always turn it off. I thought it was dumb. When I was 9. I was like, nah, I'm too cool for this. Real quick, little breaking news before we talk about progress or no progress. Coming from our friends at the Kansas City Star, Brian Lowry reporting, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran will be voting to block President Trump's use of the emergency powers for a wall. Moran said today he will vote to block President Donald Trump from using that national emergency declaration to construct a wall along the southern border. He said, quote, I aggressively oppose the overreach of the past presidents, and I believe I cannot pick and choose to now look the other way. He joins a large amount, and by large, I mean like 5, of Republicans who are flipping and going the other way and voting with every Democrat to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. I believe Rand Paul, Mitt Romney, Lamar Alexander, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski all voting yes. So they have plenty of votes to get this to President Trump's desk, and it'll be very fascinating to see if President Trump will indeed veto this coming from Congress. So your own Senator Jerry Moran voting against President Trump and will do so today in the Senate.
All right. Our next story comes to us out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch from about a week ago. We were talking earlier about some of the trends that seem to be happening with some of the legislation going through state government across the country. And here was one that got our attention out of Jefferson City. Concealed weapons could be allowed on college campuses, churches, childcare facilities, polling places, and private businesses if one Missouri House measure gains traction. A proposal by Republican Representative Jared Taylor out of Nixa loosens concealed carry language established in 2017 by opening up many public institutions that currently carry gun bans, including universities and government buildings. Private businesses, which now have to give permission to those wishing to conceal carry, would instead default to allowing the weapons unless otherwise indicated. During Taylor's third time presenting the legislation a couple of weeks ago, he said the changes would allow people to protect themselves in taxpayer-owned buildings. The proposal ignited an overflowing Capitol hearing room with debate regarding whether allowing guns in public entities would make spaces more or less safe. That's the bottom line.
So it's the guns everywhere, Bill. They're going to finally vote on this thing.
It's, yeah. It's that if it is a taxpayer-owned building, you should be allowed to protect yourself. And a gun would help you do that.
Hmm. I
229-805-7778. Feel free to weigh in.
It would lift all these restrictions and allow you to bring up, you can bring in private businesses if you want to as well.
Like I said, it reverses what the default used to be. Right now, businesses have to give permission to those. If you want to conceal carry in a private business, you got to make sure it's allowed. Instead, you could assume it was allowed unless they said it's not.
So this bill lifts the restrictions. If I want to walk into a bar and I want to drink and I want to carry my gun with me, I can do that.
Assume it's okay unless there's a sign that says you can't. Whereas right now, it's the opposite.
Because what better place than a bar to bring, have people bring in their guns into, or a daycare? What great places to just bring your guns into. What a perfect idea to have more access to more places that allow guns everywhere.
I need to ask a question.
Yeah.
Of people. we have some pretty big churches in town that have security and have some of their church members that maybe are former police officers that are security. And I believe at least some of those are armed. And we're talking about, you know, some pretty big congregations. Mm-hmm. I don't want the bars to me is a different thing because we're mixing alcohol there. But how do you feel about guns at daycare centers? Places where you've got, you know, very vulnerable little members of society that you would like to protect, but also vulnerable little members of society that you don't necessarily want to have around guns. I don't immediately hate this. I could maybe be swayed. I don't know yet.
576-7798. What do you think about guns everywhere? The new bill being proposed in the state of Missouri. 576-7798. Text in 22980. There's a great story in the Star, their editorial piece, with an example of what a just god-awful idea this would be. I have no idea.
Can't place it. Sounds familiar.
According to Google, this is one of the most popular TV shows in the 80s.
Really?
Cagney and Lacey?
Oh.
Interesting. TV theme song Thursday.
That's just a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Didn't watch any Cagney and Lacey growing up.
You didn't watch Cagney and Lacey?
Too young.
Well, we know that.
Too young. Just
a
little bit.
When was Cagney and Lacey on?
I'm seeing 81 to 89.
Yep. Yeah. I was born in 81.
I'm just a little young to appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you ever work? You
whippersnappers?
You work next to Sam Stevie in our newsroom. The dude's
like
21.
16.
He's like 11 years old.
I know. Tell me about it.
Right now, we are talking about the Guns Everywhere bill.
Is that what you're calling it?
It is. It's the Guns Everywhere bill.
I'm going to read you the Kansas City Star editorial version about this because it tells me something that some of us did not know about the chief of staff to Republican State Senator Justin Brown.
I cannot wait to read you this part.
So, again, there's a bill being proposed in Missouri. This comes from Representative Jared Taylor, Republican out of Nixa, that would allow concealed weapons on college campuses, churches, childcare facilities, polling places, and private businesses. Here's what the Star's editorial says. Guns are almost everywhere in Missouri, but almost isn't good enough for some lawmakers who think that easing restrictions on guns in childcare facilities, bars, and churches, among other places, is a wise idea. What could possibly go wrong? Republican State Representative Jared Taylor's Guns Everywhere bill would lift restrictions on a concealed carry law that bans weapons in private businesses and public institutions like universities or polling places. Businesses currently must give customers permission to carry concealed weapons, like a sign. Under the proposed measure, weapons would automatically be allowed in businesses unless owners choose to ban them. Helpfully, a state lawmaker's allegedly tipsy, gun-toting staff member has inadvertently provided a strong argument against the proposal. This is for all of you who say you can't have guns and drinking at the same time, dummy. That's what we're getting a lot.
So many people say you don't drink and shoot. You don't drink and carry.
It's a felony.
Yeah, okay. You're right. You're right about that.
Jared Brown, the chief of staff to Republican State Senator Justin Brown, was arrested by Jefferson City Police last week on suspicion of unlawful use of a weapon and use of a loaded weapon while intoxicated after a bar fight.
That's so weird.
Brown told officers his loaded 9mm Ruger fell to the floor during the fracas.
So the gun, he's got his gun in a fracas.
It's loaded.
And the gun falls to the floor in the bar.
Falls to the floor.
Okay, all
police
right.
Police said he was visibly intoxicated.
I believe police.
Brown allegedly told police, "I wish my gun was closer. I would have used it." The Star says what I think we agree on. Do we even need to say that overserved bar patrons and loaded weapons are a dangerous combination? And allowing guns in government buildings and daycare facilities does nothing to improve public safety.
I think this is a terrible idea. To me, always the answer of more guns is the wrong answer.
Here's where I'm willing to break from that a little bit. Churches. I need people to talk to me about your church and whether you are aware if there is armed security at your church that is allowed.
But I'm fine with armed security. Someone whose job it is to oversee and take care. If it's a bouncer or if it's a security guard, I'm fine with that. I don't need Joe Sunday and his band of guys coming in on a Chiefs game and three of the six guys have weapons and they're crushing Bud Lights. I don't want that in my bar. I don't want that in my restaurant.
Again, I'm okay having the conversation about churches. I think bars, no. I don't understand why you'd even consider having them in bars. But I'm open to the conversation about churches, maybe.
576-7798. What do you think? Let's go to Brian in Kansas City. Brian, what do you think of the guns everywhere, Bill?
Well, I've got a question for you. When you talk about guns in bars, I haven't read the bill yet, but I want to know, does it say in there that it now makes it legal for somebody to carry a weapon in a bar and consume alcohol at the same time? Because I have a concealed carry license, and in the state of Kansas, you're not allowed to carry it into a bar in the first place. But even if you're in a restaurant, which is not considered a bar, even if it has a bar, and I have my concealed weapon, I'm not allowed to consume alcohol because I have my weapon on me.
You would think that, Brian, you would think that that would be a line that most gun owners would want to stay on the right side of. And you're right. But it's not the most. It's the minority that are going to blow right by it and say, like, I'm just going to have one.
I don't know if it's the majority or minority, but I know.
Go ahead.
I know the possibility exists. Well, let me put it this way. There is much less of a chance of you drinking while you have your gun on you in a bar if you're not allowed to have the gun in the bar in the first place. If you're allowed to have the gun in the bar, then there's more of a chance that you're going to drink while you have your gun.
But that's a personal responsibility issue. That is
and yet
not-
people break it all the time. But again, well, you're less likely to break that if you're not allowed to have the gun there in the first place.
That's fine. Now let's get away from bars for just a second, because I have another point. What is the problem with having somebody that theoretically has been through, because if you've got a concealed carry, you've been through a federal background check. It's required. You have to have a federal background check to have a concealed carry license. If that person is a law-abiding citizen, has had a background check for their concealed carry weapon, and has had training with that weapon, what is wrong with having somebody in a church or anywhere, it doesn't matter where, that has the ability, if necessary, to protect somebody? What is wrong with that? If there's no security there, what is wrong with having somebody that has the ability to affect a change in a situation? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. I'll tell you my problem with it. If I'm at church, there are 200 people that are at Mass. A lot of those people at Mass are kids. And Brian, I'm sure you're trained, and I'm sure you're very professional with your weapon, and you are the model ideal gun carrier. But things happen. Accidents happen. The gun can fall into the hands of the wrong person. Anything can happen. If you're just sitting there and little Timmy comes up and snaps open the gun, the holster, and the gun comes out, more guns to me is the wrong answer. If they are a trained professional and they are standing by the door and it is their job to keep people safe, I'm cool with it. But Steve from Olathe sitting in his, you know, Presbyterian Mass service or whatever, to me, doesn't need to be able to carry.
I'm having a harder time with the church debate
okay.
a little bit because a lot of churches already have armed security. Somebody just texted and said, our pastor allows church members to be armed as long as there's some awareness there. It is we have some particularly large congregations in this city. And if you have that big of a group of people, I think I'm okay with having more people in that room ready. If something were to happen, churches don't generally have kids just running around in the middle of service. Usually those kids are sitting and controlled. So it's not like a kid's just going to grab the gun. That would be more of a concern in a daycare center to me.
I agree with that.
That's why I don't love the idea of allowing guns at daycare centers, because kids run wild.
How about Steve from Olathe goes to his Catholic Mass and gets up and goes to the restroom, sets his gun on the countertop and forgets it. Just happens to slip his mind for 2 seconds and the wrong person walks in, the wrong kid walks in, the wrong thing happens. It's a very small chance. It's a big what if fest, I understand, but that one mistake can be bad.
To me, that's not a specific argument to this, though, because that can happen anywhere.
Right.
That can happen anywhere. Guns. So that's the argument to not allow guns to be, to not let guns be allowed anywhere, because that could happen in places that we do allow guns right now.
I don't want that happening.
So that's not unique to this.
I don't want that. That is unique to this.
No, because that can happen in any situation. We allow guns in plenty of places right now, and what you're talking about could happen.
But we don't need it in more places.
Okay.
I don't want it in government buildings. I don't want it in churches. I don't want it on university campuses. I don't want it in daycares. I don't want it in bars. Especially in bars.
The bar to me thing is that's a no-brainer.
Grant is in Kansas City. Hi, Grant.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Yo.
Hey, I've been a CCW holder for about 12 years, ever since Missouri enacted the CCW law. I also carry firearm insurance, which some people in greater capacity are starting to do. About 11 years ago, I was 1 year into being a CCW holder. Walking out of a grocery store, and a security officer saw that I had a gun under my shirt. How he saw it, good question. I was paying for a bag of dog food. I was walking out the door, a big bag where you put on your shoulder, so he could see my weapon. So I'm unknown to this walking out the door, and he asked what I got under my shirt. And I said, oh, shoot, sorry, I've got a fireman with me, and I've got a permit if you want to see it. He immediately says, if you put your hand in your pocket, I'm going to shoot you.
What?
So 2 years later, we finished up winning a lawsuit against that security individual and his company. And it began to start me on a fast track of reading about Missouri weapon law, which I don't know every law, and they're always changing throughout the whole 50 states. But as far as carrying a gun goes in a bar, I'm a one and done kind of a guy. So I don't. There's bars that are just strictly bars, and there's bars that are food restaurant. Family is there, so I don't think everywhere that there's alcohol, everybody's drunk. There's families. One's having a Coke. One's having a glass of wine. I mean, it's not a blanket statement where everybody's crazy because you're in a bar. Even though I'm not that kind of person, I'm one of three people in an armed security team at our church. We're not officially stated within the church. It's a personal preference, the pastor says. So he says we don't talk about guns. We don't have gun training. We don't make it an official church issue. But if you have my permission to carry, if you want to, so two other guys and myself, we discuss. When there's a situation, where's the volume of people? When something happens, people say, oh, well, when something happens, what's that mean? You have to define what that means. Is somebody just yelling? Is somebody actually threatening with a knife? Is somebody coming in with a gun shooting? In that situation, you're probably going to have a ton of people ducking for cover and scattering. Every situation is different in every building. And
can I ask you about, I'm going to stop really fast. Can I ask you more about the church, what you just talked about at your church? Can you give me a general idea of how big your congregation is? Like, is it a really big, you know what I mean? Is it 20 people or is it 1,000 people?
It's more in the 250 range.
Okay.
And it's just a non-denominational. I mean, I've been to many churches. I was Catholic as a kid and went to many other types of churches, probably not important. But in this day and age, I think if you have a concealed carry permit and you have a calm, you have a background check, like the guy, a couple guys ahead of you, I can't keep track of who it was, but you got a background check. You got to have a cool head. You got to realize the liability when you're carrying a gun.
I'm going to stop you because I have more questions before you keep going here, and then we need to get to a break here in a minute. Okay.
Quickly, please, Grant.
Does your pastor know who in that church on a daily basis is carrying a gun?
Absolutely.
True. I mean, he knows every time you have a service, he is aware of who in that room has a gun.
Yeah, he's even joked with me, and he said things before. Well, yeah, that's myself, another guy, and then another guy. Yeah, there's three
Does the rest of the congregation know who is carrying a gun.
No, no, I don't. I think many do because we discussed that we're on security, and the pastor says we don't want to open carry. We don't want to cause, you know, a public concern or alarm.
Here's the thing. I think if I was a member of that church, or I'm not a regular member of a church, but if I was, I think I want to know who in the room has a gun, especially if I had kids with me. I think I wouldn't want that to be a secret. I think I'd want to know. And in that case, I wouldn't want it just to be open to everybody. I want it to be because you had security or you had a volunteer security group. I don't know how I feel about, as I go back and forth, like I said, the church thing is where I'm conflicted a little bit. In a big group of 250 or 500 or 1,000 people, having heaven only knows how many guns in the room.
Grant, thank you, man. We appreciate you getting in. What do you think about this guns everywhere bill? 576-7798. It would allow guns in bars, churches, daycares. First of all, whatever this is a great quality of recording. You're on a TV theme song Thursday. Okay. I don't think you're going to find an HD 2019 version of the Flipper theme song.
This was the highest quality I could find.
What year was Flipper on TV?
I believe it was the 60s.
It was the 60s. You imagine a TV executive going to his people and being like, here's what I got. I got a TV show about a dolphin in 2019.
Very, very different then.
64 to 67.
It would never fly. Such a simpler television time. All right, right back to the phones. We are talking about the Guns Everywhere bill from Missouri Republican Senator Republican State Representative, Jared Taylor, that would lift restrictions on a concealed carry law that prohibits weapons in private businesses, public institutions like universities, polling places. You can bring them into child care facilities, bars, churches. Your take on this, 576-7798. Daniel in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
All right.
Well, I can definitely see your point on bars because, you know, firearms and alcohol are kind of a terrible idea. But I think for other places, it's really, I'm personally of the opposite opinion that the more guns, the better. Because it's really about a burden of knowledge when it comes to firearms, and I think it'd be beneficial just for children to learn about them. So I'm really comfortable around them because I grew up with them my whole life, and I want them. So, because, you know, at worst, if someone else comes in armed, then, you know, people in there are armed as well. But given my background, I think it's hard for me to consider people that are just, you know, just spooked at the sight of one.
The problem with the daycare center is that what about other people's kids who might not want their kids around your gun or somebody else's gun?
Thanks for your phone call, Daniel. Sean in Topeka, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, yeah, I go to a Baptist church in Topeka, and we do have a armed security force. Everyone on that security force has to be able to pass a background check, has to have concealed carry, and a minimum of a level 2 holster so the gun just won't accidentally fall out. Someone can't pull it out very easy.
I don't follow. Can you elaborate for me? I mean, let me back my question up to you then. So would you be in favor of this then, where I could walk into your church, sit down, and have a concealed carry, and it's cool with you?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you have a concealed carry, I mean, it means that you're able to pass the background checks, the state and federal laws to carry it, which means you're a legal citizen to carry a gun.
Okay. Sean's in favor of it. 576-7798. Thank you for your phone call, Sean. Let's go to Dave in Liberty. Hey, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he proposed this legislation a year and a half ago.
Correct.
And there's a little more to it than just being allowed to have a concealed weapon in the facility. He actually had part of the amendment that if a bar or restaurant or church or whoever would not allow you to have your concealed weapon in their establishment, if something was to happen in that establishment, that you would be sued.
Is that still a part of the bill?
I'm sorry?
Is it still a part of the bill?
That I don't know.
Okay, because it's not in news stories right now, and I assume it would be.
Yeah, well, you might want to check because they sometimes have the ability to, or, you know, not the ability, but they sometimes leave parts of the legislation out. But he did have it in there that you could sue the establishment if somebody came in, shot it up, and you were not allowed to have your weapon to defend yourself.
Maybe just the media left that out of the story.
Oh, my Lord. Because we're sue crazy in this country. That's what that. So basically, with it in my mind, this weapons everywhere, guns everywhere. We need to go back to the Wild West, where everybody can just carry a gun everywhere they want. Everybody's got to be responsible. It's a pipe dream of an idea. It is lunacy to think that this is a good idea, because I can imagine the one time somebody walks into a legislative building, a government building, and like has happened, like can happen anywhere, leaves their gun somewhere. A young person walks in, the wrong person walks in, picks it up, and someone dies. We're going to look back and say, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that law. Well, then someone will say, it's crazy to me that the idea from so many people is that more guns is better. More guns is the answer.
But you understand why they think that, right? Even if you don't agree with it?
Do I understand it? It's explained to us
ad nauseum all the time.
Because
the more guns that you have, this is the argument, the more good people with guns you have, the more chance you have of taking down a bad person with a gun.
Okay.
That's the argument.
Go check it out on our Facebook page. It is there, facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.